What do you have planned for tomorrow? What about the next day? Some of you have plans this time next year. Our phones are full of alarms and reminders to help keep us on track. We live by our calendar. We have personal calendars, work calendars, family calendars, and all sorts of others to fit into one big calendar that helps us plan. I love sticky notes. Often they are my reminders. Yes, they may cover my counter at times, but whatever works. You know what they say, fail to plan, then plan to fail. Planning is a must, however you do it. Time is precious. It is not to be wasted, and God is very much about timing and order all throughout Scripture. Look at creation. There is purpose in the process and timing of it all. Look at Jesus' ministry. He was so intentional with the time he had on earth and who he spent it with and all he accomplished during his ministry. Planning is a good thing. Ephesians 5:15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. God has a perfect plan for your life, and he doesn't want a minute wasted. In fact, he created you for it, and your path becomes clear as you trust and follow him. I live each day trusting he guides me through it, even when something unplanned happens. On May 31st, plans suddenly shifted. I got a call, and in a matter of hours, my dad was being life-flighted to a neuro ICU in New Orleans. This event was not on any of our calendars, but God knew all along it was the day it would take place. James 4:13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. It's good to make plans and work those plans. Still, God orders every step, and he holds every moment of every day of our life. My dad had plans for May 31st. He was putting his running shoes on and was about to start his day with a 3-mile run. He lived his life full on for Jesus, and every moment counted for him. That moment, that day, while not on his calendar or expected, was no surprise to God. He was near. And every day following that day, while we sort of threw the calendar out the window, God had all of our steps ordered, even in the midst of unplanned circumstances. There is a time to die. My dad took his last breath in the early morning hours of June 15th. God knew the day and the hour he would call him home. This life is but a mist. This day, this new and beautiful day you've been given, and the breath in your lungs and the beat in your heart is a gift of grace. Jesus is giving you an opportunity right now to trust him. Today is the day of salvation. While you may make your plans and trust in those plans, your steps, your life, and the days you have been given are ordered by God. You are not promised tomorrow. None of us are. But I know if tomorrow doesn't come for me, I know where I'm going. Right now, call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Tomorrow may be too late. That's the truth. Rest in his love for you and rest in the perfect plans he has for your life. They are for your good. And no matter what tomorrow holds, you can know who holds it and have peace in your heart. I'm Lori Klein.